Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Agriculture is the backbone of Oklahoma. As our state's farmers and ranchers care for the land and their livestock, Oklahoma Farm Bureau is standing up for agriculture and sharing amazing stories that play out each and every day in rural America. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today to help strengthen agriculture's voice as we work together towards a brighter future. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau today online at okfarmbureau.org. Together, we are rural Oklahoma.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 7th through 9th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members recently gathered for a series of August area meetings to discuss issues, challenges, and other opportunities facing ag and rural Oklahoma in preparation for the organization's grassroots policy development process. I had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Vice President of Public Policy, Steve Thompson, who talked about some of the highlights from the area meetings.
It felt like earlier on in the beginning of them, there had been a little more rain, particularly out in the panhandle, and so they were in a better mood. But as the month wore on and the heat wore on, it seemed like that drought and water became more and more of a topic, because as everybody knows, as the late summer has worn on, that condition has deteriorated. So that kind of crept in specifically there when we finished up in southwest Oklahoma. They're in really bad shape when it comes to water and drought and forage. So That really, the mood kind of went from lighter to darker as we went on, as you would expect with a group of farmers and ranchers, so much of it driven by the weather. There were a lot of the old standards, you know, worried about the farm bill in Washington, D.C., worried about still our medical marijuana industry in the state. But there were the takeaway issue that I would say more than anything else, or the overall theme, had to do with concerns of things that had emerged recently from the administration in Washington, D.C. Through various agencies, whether it had to do with EPA and some new rules on pesticides application related to the Endangered Species Act, whether it had to do with OSHA and heat rules that are coming down, just a number of things that they felt like were adversarial to our people and our industry.
Once again, that's OKFB's Steve Thompson. Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought remains at 0%, which is unchanged for the past few weeks. However, extreme drought or worse is now at 2.72%, up from last week's 1.97%. Severe drought or worse now at 24.96%, up from last week's 19.7%. Moderate drought or worse now at 43.39%, up from last week's 35.98%. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 66.5%, up from last week's 58.27%. However, according to state climatologist Gary McManus, we could see some rain on the horizon with some cooler temperatures. According to the 6 to 10 precipitation day outlook map, the majority of the state leaning above a 40 to 50% chance of rain through the 16th of September. Far northeast corner of the state around a 33 to 40% chance of rain. And then the far southwest corner about a 50 to 60% chance of rain through that September 16th date. You've got farm news on Ron. As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.